listening to all of this has been your counsellor, Stuart Couch. Stuart, we've gone through Richard's story, and it's quite extraordinary, actually, that given what he's been through, that he's still able to function. What damage has this done to him?
He has a prevailing lack of trust. He has emotions that are painful. He's not really able to sleep very well. He is still doing the sleeping on a sofa, fully dressed with lights on. He has memories. We have been working on the treatment for the post-traumatic stress disorder and his anxieties and all of the typical symptoms of the post-traumatic stress disorder. I would say that while he is doing much better now that he is talking about it, it was not until about 3 years into the therapy that he even started to talk to me about it, other than the third time that I saw him. He was afraid, and then he was blaming himself, and he had a sense of emptiness and a sense of despair that he did not even know how to identify. When he once began to start, when he began to talk about the events, and he was in communications with people in the United Kingdom, then we really were able to start getting down to business.
How
is talking?
How important would it be, Stuart, to Richard's recovery if he were to get justice?
He must get justice. When he has, when any victim has the ability to have that the perpetrator is actually convicted, is actually identified, and takes responsibility, it is a major step for any victim. The victim can now feel that whatever they have been saying has been verified, and it takes one of the major steps toward relieving the shame. Certainly the guilt is going to be something that they feel that they did, and the shame will be something that they feel that they are. Getting justice is being able to clarify who they really are.
Maybe I can speak to Richard again. Thank you, Stuart.
Surely.
Yes, I'm here.
What is your message to the authorities if they're listening to this?
Well, my message to the authorities, I just hope they can change the system the way they are running those children's homes and make sure that they check out these people before they're given employment.
Do you think you'll ever get justice?
I'm getting justice. Yes, I do believe I will get justice. As I speak out, and I'm speaking for the voices that didn't have a voice, and I'm speaking for others that are willing to come out today and talk about what's going on.
And your message to those who are refusing to see Kinkora brought into the Westminster inquiry?
Is that I'm still around, and I'm willing to come over. And I'm willing to show what really happened. And if they thought that I had passed on, I'm afraid not. I'm still here.
Okay. Richard, thank you very much for talking to us.
Well, thank you, Stephen.